from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Greg Brown with us right now, getting ready to call this big game tonight as the Pirates look for a series win against the Cardinals. There is a buzz around this team. People are hyped. They want to see the Pirates knock off the Cardinals and keep it going. Hottest team in baseball, winner of 9 of 11. I'll be there tonight. And Greg is brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Greg, we were just talking about Key Brian Hayes not in the lineup tonight, what Jared Triolo's in and what Derek Shelton said about Hayes. Did not use the back injury as an excuse, but did acknowledge that it is a lingering thing. Dan Zangrilli said on Friday that he's not exactly sure that Key Brian Hayes loves being a Pirate. Do you have anything to add to that point?
No, that would surprise me. I don't have anything to add at all to that. He may have maybe talked to him, but I've not heard that at all. To my knowledge, he loves being a Pirate. What he doesn't love is not contributing. I think that really frustrates Key Brian. Obviously, it would frustrate anyone. And I just talked to Shelton for the pregame and wondered about giving him 3 straight days off, maybe tomorrow, and then the off day travel to Phoenix for a Thursday off day. But he said, no, he'll be back in there tomorrow, and just giving him a day off and getting Jared Triolo in there, getting him some at-bats. But I'm not giving up on Key Brian Hayes.
What would you say if I asked you to just the old pie chart, Brownie? He's struggled mightily this year at the plate, obviously. How much of that pie do you think is his back bothering him, and how much of it is basically something else, i.e. a bad approach, just whatever, not going to ever be a good hitter at this level? How would you divide that up?
Well, I mean, I think the back is always going to play a bit of a role. I think we've talked about this before when it comes to, like, Christian Yelich, and there have been others who've had to deal, Neil Walker, who've had to deal with, yep, the back issues most of their careers, and they just find ways to do it. I think there are ebbs and flows with it. I think there are days when it feels better than others, depending on routines, off days, where they're playing. Travel plays a role, no doubt. Cross-country trips, I'm sure, have a lot to do. Anybody that's had to deal with back issues understands it. So it's hard to parse that out, Chris. I think, you know, for me, just talking to other people who know hitting, it's more just kind of a mechanics and approach, more that than anything else right now. And the fact that he's done it in the past, and it's not been full seasons, understand that, but there have been more than just snippets. There have been long stretches of very effective and impactful hitting at the major league level. We've seen it over his years. That's a reason why I'm not going to give up on him. And I think maybe I'm going to be more patient with players than I have been in the past because of guys like Rowdy Tellez. Just when you're just ready to be done with them and get them out of town, they end up, if you're patient enough, they can reward you with that patience. But the Pirates saw something in Key Brian Hayes. That's the reason they signed him to that big contract, so they sure as heck aren't giving up on him.
Is Nunnally still allowed to work with him in season, or is that only in the off season, Greg, because he's not technically a Pirates coach anymore? Do we know about that?
Well, I mean, I think they would be free to work with anyone. I mean, they do that. We've also discussed this, that the players, pitchers alike, pitchers and position players, they have their own, whether sure. it's family members, coaches. I think Rowdy Tellez mentioned that to Dan Zangrilli several weeks ago, that he talked to, if not worked with, someone else. So,
but can not only like show up to PNC Park and get in the cage with him, Greg? Is
no,
that?
I don't think that would be necessarily appropriate. No.
Okay.
But you know, if he's around town, and I don't know his schedule, but if he's around, and they also can talk, you know, through communicate through the just a phone call or even Zoom or whatnot. But all kinds of ways to communicate with whomever these players want to deal with.
Brownie, more of a positive one and not just a Key Brian Hayes, us trying to figure out what's wrong with him question. What do you, Luis Ortiz, this shocked me. I knew he had been having a very good season, but measured by wins above replacement, he has been as good as Mitch Keller, according to that stat, in terms of that war. 2.5 wins above replacement. That's top 10 in the National League right now. What do you think has been the switch that flipped or the change with Luis Ortiz that has allowed him to blossom this
year?
And
Donnie is loving Luis Ortiz, Greg. He said, untouchable. You can't trade the guy.
Well, he might be right at this point. You know, he's a great story. There have been some great stories on this team this year, the last couple of years, but he's maybe not to the degree of a Mitch Keller, where Keller found himself, after 2 or 3 years and highly touted prospect, found himself back in the minor leagues in the bullpen for a time, figured it out during offseason. And Ortiz, relatively young in terms of major league experience, but burst onto the scene with that high velocity fastball, good stuff, and attacked hitters. And then, you know, I think became timid, didn't, as they say, trust his stuff as he should. I think the bullpen did him wonders, the velocity back up. And this is the guy I think the Pirates thought they were going to get eventually, kind of part of the plan when they brought him to the big leagues a couple years ago as a rookie. And now you're seeing that velocity back up. But more than anything else, he's throwing strikes and quality strikes.
Yes,
and
he is.
All the confidence in the world on the mound right now. It's tremendous to see.
Greg Brown brought to you by Gutter Helmet for a limited time. Enjoy up to 35% off Gutter Helmet. No money down or payments for 1 year. Conditions apply. Jeff Passan, who has pretty much become the biggest insider in baseball, right up there with Ken Rosenthal, Greg, wrote this today on the Pirates. Pirates could acquire some bats on the margins at the deadline while being open to moving a starter such as Bailey Falter or a back-end reliever, be it Aroldis Chapman, or the options who would require a bigger return, setup man Colin Holderman or closer David Bednar. The idea that the Pirates are open to trading David Bednar, do you think that that's right?
Well, first of all, you're going to ask me to assume that they're open to trading him, right?
Well, I'm just going by what
Passan
wrote.
Well, we don't know that. I mean, nobody knows that. Jeff Passan doesn't know that. And this, you know, this happens every time around the trade deadline. Everyone assumes that this team, this general manager is talking about moving this guy, open to trading this guy. We just have no idea what is true and what is not. And so it's, do you want the Pirates to improve this year and beyond? And would you be willing as a fan to allow Ben Cherington to do whatever it takes to improve the team this year and beyond? I guess that might be a general question for anybody.
Do you think he's open to trading David Bednar?
I have no idea. None. I have no idea what's going through Ben's.
Do you think he should be?
I think that Ben should be open to trading just about. See, I'm in your camp. I think you and Chris have both said this, that barring a wholesale shift of all the talent on this team, that would bury them for the next several years. Barring that, you almost want them to do anything they can, not just to get into the playoffs, but I keep pushing this narrative, by the way. I'm not giving up on the division. I don't want them back into the – not back into the playoffs. That's not fair. But I'd prefer to have my sights set on the National League Central Division, beat out every other team in the division, win that crown first and foremost, worry about the wild card later. And if that's my mindset, then I'm I'm almost putting all my chips in. Almost. You know, there are certainly going to be opportunities to move certain players, maybe bigger names. There are going to be, I think, opportunities maybe to tweak it, add kind of fringe type players. But I'm almost open to just about anything if I'm Ben Chandler, if I'm running
the team.
So that
would
team,
mean
I'm
your Bubba Chandlers
open.
And your Tamar Johnsons and players of
just
that ilk.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you have to. The other thing too about that is it's fun to play GM. I do the same thing, but my gosh, it's so hard to do because you don't know what's on the table. You don't know what if someone were to say, "I'll give you," who would it be? I can't even think of a name right
Luis
now.
Luis Robert Jr.
Yeah, would you be willing to move Bubba Chandler for him?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I don't know if Ben Sherrington would. Maybe he would. I don't know.
Well, Dallas Braden said he thinks you could get Brent Rooker for one of the Pirates' top 25 prospects. That would be nice, Greg.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I talked to you the other day, Andrew, and I didn't realize that Rooker had played such little outfield. So I don't know. I guess I shouldn't speak. I don't know. This he has played some.
He said he's an athlete and he'll make the routine play is what he told me and Mulsey.
That's what Dallas Braden said?
Yep. Am I misquoting him, Mulsey?
No, that's the correct quote. Here, I'll do another hypothetical trade for you, Brownie. I think Pony said this one was getting kicked around. The Orioles have a third, it's a guy who's actually played third and first base. He can do either one. He's played mostly third base. He is currently blocked in AAA for them, and he's got an OPS of well over 1,000. But this guy is 22 years old. He looks like he is a corner infielder of the future with big power. Would you trade David Bednar for that man?
Well, you're talking to me right now without me having any knowledge of this player, so I don't know if I would or not. I don't know. It would take a lot to trade David Bednar. The one thing I'll say about trading anybody, it sounds awful that they would even consider trading David Bednar. And again, that's a huge assumption.
Sure.
I don't believe that they are thinking about that. But if in a hypothetical, they're thinking about trading a David Bednar, well, you better get some gigantic return in return for a guy like David Bednar. And I'm sure if, and that's a gigantic if, they would even consider it.
He's the 15th ranked prospect in baseball.
Like that.
He's the 15th ranked prospect in baseball.
I mean, now you're that's a bit of a gamble because you're assuming now he's going to fit right into the big league lineup.
Agree.
And succeed.
Yep. It's
when
a
you
tough
know
call.
What you have in a proven closer in David Bednar, I'm not sure I'd be willing to do that.
Greg, last one. When we talk at this time next week, is your guess the Pirates will have made a trade?
Yes.
Okay.
Will they have made a trade to sell and to buy?
Oh, the thread the needle approach.
I don't know. I don't know how they'll do it. I just think that they'll get somebody here, and I don't have a name. Don't know if it's a big name. My total guess would be that if they will between now and the deadline, and it won't be anybody that we're talking about right now. It won't be a big name like that.
Off the grid, out of our radar.
It'll be an addition that I think would help the offense, but somebody that nobody's really talking about. That's my guess.
Greg, I'll be up there tonight. I'll see you there.
All right, look forward to it. It's going to be a big crowd. I heard that the advance is huge. Wonder why.
Pony's going to be there, that's why.
And I've also predicted a perfect game.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good. You know, Kevin Young predicted an Andrew McCutchen home run the other night. So maybe you'll be right with the prediction.
Well, we had Braden on,
game.
So I was thinking it was serendipitous. You know?
No, perfect.
Yeah.
Good idea.
See you, Greg.
See you, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.